This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We'll open up the files of Did He Really Just Say That on the Ben Maller Show. It's a fun game. We haven't played it in a while. I would like to engage you, and I will go first. Now, in one corner, we have Ty Lue. Now, Ty Lue, the Cleveland Cavaliers would like you to believe Ty Lue is a head coach in the NBA. Most observers of basketball believe that Ty Lue was hired because he is a LeBron James bootlicker, but plausibly he's the Cavs coach. Of course, if LeBron James woke up this morning and decided that he didn't like Ty Lue, he would no longer be the coach of the Cavaliers, but that's not really the point. In the other corner, you have another, for now, Cleveland athlete, Brock Osweiler, the third-string quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Very important we talk about the third-string quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. But these are the two combatants that we have. Now, each said something that was so interesting and so ridiculous that it's worthy of dusting off the Maller scale of stupidity. And let's get into this. Now, I hope you're ready for this because this is going to be very entertaining. And if it's not my fault. Do not blame me. All right, so we'll start with this. Coach Lue, he was asked about a hypothetical matchup playing the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals. Cleveland has to win one more game. They could win Thursday night. That's it. See you later. They're off to the Bay Area to take on the Warriors. And Lue deflected at first and then decided, you know, I'm going to show everyone how difficult my life is. And he dropped this gem. Quote, "We're just focused on Boston," Lue declared. And then he went on. And he said, "The stuff they're running," meaning the Celtics, "it's harder to defend than Golden State's offense for me." as far as the actions and all the running around and all the guys who are making all the plays. End quote. All right. It's pretty good, right? Coach Lou wants you to believe that the Boston Celtics offense is causing him more anxiety than the Golden State Warriors offense. He just said that. And then in the other corner, we've got Brock Osweiler, who made his first public comments to reporters in Northern Ohio and declared that he expects to be the Browns' starting quarterback. Now, that is not surprising. It's not surprising that he would say that. What else is he going to say? I would like to be the third-string quarterback. It was a childhood dream of mine when I was an 8-year-old boy. I thought someday I would be the third-string quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Boy, would that be great. Be just wonderful, right? Osweiler, that's not surprising. It's what he used to back up his argument, his evidence that he should be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Everyone is buzzing about this. I hope we have the right soundbite, but he said, essentially, the proof is in the video. He said that. All right, let's go to the audio tape.
Are you good enough to be a starting quarterback in this league? I mean, regardless
Absolutely.
Of the system.
Absolutely.
Why?
I think the proof is in the film for the past 2 years.
What?
But some people would say the proof's not in the
All right. Brock Osweiler, you heard the quote there. There's the money quote. I think the proof is in the film for the past 2 years. All right. So, now we don't have audio of Lou, but we do have audio. You heard it of Osweiler. Trust me, Lou said what I told you he said. I got the quote word for word there. So the question is this, okay? We're pulling out the Mahler scale of stupidity. And when you dust off the Mahler scale of stupidity, the patented Mahler scale of stupidity, which of these comments ranks higher up on that scale? Now, you can play your own version of the game, but I'm going to go first, and I'm going to give Brock Osweiler a 7 out of 10, 1 to 10, 10 being the most. I give it a 7. Lou, 8.5. So the winner, Ty Lou, the coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Congratulations, Coach Lou. You are the winner. Come pick up your booby prize. Yes, come pick up your booby prize. Now, I'll tell you why I rated that way. I need to back up my argument here. If Coach Lou really thinks the Celtics are more difficult to game plan against than the Golden State Warriors, he is a bigger tool than advertised. I mean, this is unreal. It's absolutely unreal. Even if Isaiah Thomas was playing, we know that's not the case. And Golden State right now is looking like the Harlem Globetrotters on offense, and everyone else is the Washington Generals. They don't run a set offense, the Warriors. So I guess that argument you could say, oh, yeah, well, they don't run a set offense. You know why they don't run a set offense, the Warriors? They don't have to. They have a flamethrower, and when they don't use the flamethrower, they've got a bunch of bazookas on the court. You cannot guard them. Why can't you guard them? Well, there's Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, occasionally Klay Thompson makes a shot, and then several other players who are able to explode at any given moment. Now, the Boston Celtics have shown some degree of grit after getting grinded up and shredded by the Cavaliers the first two games of this series. And grit and all those buzzwords about toughness and dirtbag type players, it's all great. You need to have those type of players. However, the Celtics do not have shot makers. Avery Bradley and Al Horford are the top players currently on the Celtics with Isaiah Thomas out, and they are grade two players in the NBA. That's what they are. So, I mean, it's a nice thing. Ty Lue's one of these guys. I could tell by his comments earlier. You know people like this. The coach of the Cavaliers is he's one of these people that I my life's so difficult. Oh, my God, this is so hard. It's like you're coaching LeBron James. You've got the easiest job in the world. You're not even coaching him. He's pretty much coaching you. And another point I would like to bring up here. Systems, if you will, in the NBA are generally overrated. If you had to choose between having really good players and a really good system, wouldn't you pick the really good players? I would, and it wouldn't even be close. Now, what is my evidence on that? Now, I go out to these NBA games from time to time, and I have believe it or not, there's some people that do talk to me that work around the NBA game, and they've told me recently that the two teams that are underrated, if you will, from a coaching standpoint, the teams that were well-coached last season, the Philadelphia 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets, that those two teams, they got the most out of the talent that they had in those cities, that they were well-coached. Right? Great system. Right? The coaches knew what they were doing. Those teams combined to win 48 games and lose 116. A robust 293 winning percentage. So not only is this wrong, but I'm not going to go bulletin board because I don't believe in the bulletin board, but it will ignite anger, at least among the base. The Warrior fans will be, some of them will be annoyed, the ones that are easily triggered. I don't think the players are going to be like, oh, I got to try harder now. It's the NBA Finals. But they ripped my system. I don't buy that. But these comments are going to have legs. This is the kind of stuff that will hang around and will be brought up on those prime time mainstream type of sports shows. And the other part is the Brock Osweiler. I gave Brock a 7. I gave him a 7 because you've got Brock Osweiler saying his evidence to start is on film the past 2 years, right? Which is patently ridiculous. And we know that Osweiler's not lacking bravado, and you could use the term irrational confidence. That's another term that you could use. The problem is he got benched because he sucked in Houston last season. But, see, I can make a more compelling argument that Brock Osweiler should start in Cleveland than I can that the Boston Celtics are causing more heartburn to the coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers, the plausible coach of the Cavaliers, than the Golden State Warriors. See, and I would like to take a shot at that. I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Pretend I'm the agent for Brock Osweiler because I'm going to make the argument. I can't really make much of an argument for the Boston Celtics being a more dynamic system than the Golden State Warriors. But the argument for Brock Osweiler is kind of clear. He outplayed Peyton Manning during that season in Denver, and the only reason Peyton came back was because of ridiculous sentimentality. Peyton Manning did not deserve to be the quarterback for the Broncos in that playoff run. He was terrible. Osweiler should have continued to start. And that's not really my opinion. That is the reality of the situation. But because of that tape from Denver, the Texans gave Brock Osweiler $72 million. Not all of that guaranteed, but they gave him a lot of guaranteed money. He started 21 NFL games, and his teams have a .619 winning percentage. He's won a playoff game. Did that against the Raiders. What an iconic playoff game that was between the Texans and the Raiders, the worst quarterback matchup ever, possibly. But he did win the game. And 20 years from now, people won't remember that. And as far as the protection, he's got lifetime protection. This insurance is almost as good as Geico, because he is part now, Brock Osweiler, of the Championship Defenders League insurance plan. Because, you see, Brock Osweiler has a Super Bowl ring. Yeah, he was the backup on the Bronco team that won, so he's got a ring. Bow down and kiss the ring. You got to do it. You got to do it. I don't do it, but you got to do it. And that tape in Houston, someone in Cleveland saw it and said, well, we'll trade for this guy. Sure, why not? And we get a draft pick? Oh, that's great. Now, that's the devil's advocate approach. Okay, I maintain that the comments I've made in the past about Brock Osweiler, we talked a lot about him because we're bad at radio and we talk about backup quarterbacks. But Brock Osweiler, when he was in Houston, was overwhelmed most of the time. And as a result of being overwhelmed, was destroyed on a weekly basis. He's got a throwing motion that is way too slow, which would not be a problem if he wasn't playing in the NFL. If he was playing, like, at the park on the weekend, it would be great. Or a turkey weekend, a family football game, it'd be wonderful. The problem is when you have a slow giddy-up, a slow wind-up, the defensive backs have an extra step to make plays, and that was the kryptonite for Brock in Houston. It's the Ben Maller Show on Fox Edmund Dallas Steamboat Willie is here. And why is this night different than all other nights?
I know.
This night is special. It is unique. It has magical powers. It's a very important night here, Eddie. Do you know why?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, say.
It's a newbie night.
We got a newbie night. Now, what does newbie night mean? Newbie night means fresh voices.
I'm a rookie.
We will have greenhorns. We will have callers that have never called before that will be making their debut. We'll have local callers. They'll be making their network debut here on the big stage, the big leagues. They'll be calling in. This is a tremendously exciting moment. We found some stars here on newbie night. We've done some over the last couple of months. We found Hot Nuts on a newbie night. That was a great addition to the show, although he dropped his phone into a pit of acid and hasn't been able to call the show, unfortunately. But that was a lot of fun when we heard from him. And who else have we heard from? Well, Mr. Tibbs? Mr. Tibbs, who's under house arrest, called into the show. That was a lot of fun. Am I forgetting any other exciting callers that we found, we discovered on newbie night? And many of these guys become regulars on the show.
Well, you know, Ben, everyone loves fresh talent.
Yes.
You know, like we've got these shows about, you know, trying to find the next star, next great dancer, singer, whatever. We're trying to find the next great radio caller.
Exactly. It's trial by fire is what it is.
There's always the possibility that someone could, you know, melt down. I mean, we could get some good talent and some regular callers and people gain confidence. Maybe they become P1s. Yeah. But there's always that possibility of something going really wrong, too. Yeah.
The whippersnappers.
It's the tightrope act.
Yeah, it is. It's very dangerous. And it's trial and error is what it is. And we'll see what works and what does not work here. And as always, now, before we get started with this, one of my favorite parts of newbie night, which is always a roll of the dice, is the fact that some of our regulars, senior members of the Maller Militia, are jealous of this. They do not like the fact that we are only allowing new people to call the show. This troubles them greatly. They don't like the novices getting their opportunity. And they feel like they should get favoritism. And because of that, they sometimes try to sneak past the gatekeeper.
Oh, but that's a very difficult task.
Yes.
Because we have Coop DeLoop on the case.
Yeah, and that's not any embellishment. Coop DeLoop has become one of the great radio performers and a tremendous blockade. In fact, the rumor is the Trump administration, they want to hire Coop. They're not going to put that wall up. They're just going to put Coop at the wall. No one will get in. That's what they're going to do.
Ben and I were talking yesterday, and it was an amazing conversation.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You're not wrong, Ben. I have already thwarted two attempts.
Wow.
See
on
that?
The show.
Already?
You see, you don't hear about the ones that don't get on.
Coop is like Dikembe Mutombo wagging his finger.
Okay.
No,
brother.
No. Don't even come with that. Not on this show. Not tonight.
We had a regular try and pass as Cecil. With an S.
You gotta do better than that.
Really?
Coop is he's got the badge tonight. He's ready to go, man. He's armed and dangerous, the Coopaloop, man. All right, but that being said, I would like, now, Coop, you can't be part of this because you could rig it. So me, Danny, and Eddie, let's put bets. Now, the over-under on this, how many regulars will get on the air tonight? I'm going to set the line at over under 2.5. I think that's a fair number. It's a four-hour show. We'll take a good amount of calls. So, Eddie, what do you say? Over or under 2.5 calls that will get through regular callers that will sneak past the gatekeeper.
You know, Coop DeLoop is looking a little frisky today. He seems like he had a good nap, a good meal earlier. Looks like he's ready to go tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to take the under.
All right, you're going to take the under. Now, Danny G.
Danny's laughing.
Well, because last time I went with Coop, remember? And I took the under and I lost. So I think me and Eddie, we're going to trade places this time. Normally, Coop is a steel door, but I say three are going to get through tonight.
Okay. And I'm going to vote on this, and I think Coop does just a hell of a job.
Wait a minute. What was the line set at?
2.5. 2.5.
Excuse me. I'm taking the over. Wait a minute.
I would say Angry Bill by himself will get on four times.
I misread that line.
Yeah,
sorry.
All right. Well,
sorry, Coop.
We were all shocked by that. Yeah, I'm definitely taking the over on that. There's no chance that goes under. In fact, Coop, if it goes under, okay, I will give you $5, okay?
Oh, man, now people are going to purposely try and sabotage me.
I'll also give you $5, yeah. Coop.
Are you in on this?
How about that?
Pete in Pittsburgh's going to start using his, like, voice modulator.
That's his technique. That's what he does. All right.
Hey, I'm in on that.
$15 on the line.
That means Coop. That's a super combo from Wendy's for Coop tomorrow. That's a
caller-free radio.
All right, here's the number. I haven't given it out in a while. I'm a little rusty, but for newbies only, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Go.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And we bring in the Koopaloop, who's not driving around Arkansas and Missouri and a couple of other states there. Let's bring in the Coop to Loop. Coop.
Ben, there have been a couple of players that have been really killing it lately in Major League Baseball, made the spotlights, and now they're getting some talk for some end-of-the-year awards. One of them is former Angel Irvin Santana, who I picked in the MLB Pick'em. He threw a two-hit shutout against the Orioles.
No, okay. Well, fine. You picked the Twins. You didn't pick him, but go ahead. Yeah.
I was picking the Twins because of him. I knew he would dominate. Yeah, anyway, he's doing great. He's having the best season of his career. And then we also look over at another favorite of mine, Charlie Blackmon, who is also getting talks for MVP as he hits well over 300 and is just raking in. Ben, my question for you.
Yes.
Who do you think is going to last longer in this hot streak? Irvin Santana or Charlie Blackmon?
Well, who's gonna be there at the end of the year? Who's got the better chance?
Right. Who's got the best chance to either Cy Young or MVP?
All right, I'm going to go with Charlie Blackmon. Blackman's the answer here, and I don't think it's even really that close. Charlie Blackmon gets to play half of his games in the rarefied air of the Rocky Mountains, the launching pad that is Coors Field. He's leading baseball right now in hits, triples, and RBIs. He's a leadoff hitter for Colorado, and he's leading in all those categories. The Rockies at some point are going to have pitching adversity. It always happens. That is inevitable. They're playing over their heads right now. They're doing a great job. That offense, though, is legit. And even after they traded Troy Tulowitzki a couple years back and people thought they were going to go down offensively, it's been a couple of years, and they have not lost a beat. Charlie Blackmon is a dirtbag, but he's a talented dirtbag. That's the choice. And B, I am confident that Irvin Santana will eventually be derailed. He is having an out-of-body experience here. He's leading baseball in wins, innings pitched, ERA. There are three ways this otherworldly performance is going to come to an end for Santana. All right, he's going to fall back to earth. Number one, he'll wake up, and this is all a dream. It's not true. Number two, he's 34 years old, and that means the grim reaper of injury will knock. And number three, Santana is not that far removed from a suspension for PEDs. He likes the gym juice, so he could be suspended. So I'm going to go with Charlie Blackmon. Next!
Ben, reports say that Cavs GM David Griffin is a candidate for the Milwaukee Bucks GM job. Now, he's been a hot commodity recently. It was rumored that both the Magic and the Atlanta Hawks had interest in Griffin as well. So my question for you is, do you think that this interest is warranted, or is he a bit overblown?
Well, of course not. It's silly. And I don't even believe it. I'm not buying the speculation that's being thrown around. This looks like it's being manipulated and manufactured by David Griffin's agent. First of all, before LeBron James returned to Northern Ohio, David Griffin had put a morbid roster of players together. Cleveland, the most games they won 3 years, I think it was 24 games. They won 19, 21, 24 games, something like that. And Griffin, last I checked, is not Leonardo da Vinci. He's not Isaac Newton. He's not Albert Einstein of basketball. He's essentially, much like Ty Lue, a sock puppet for LeBron James. His main job is to make sure, as a confidant, that LeBron James has his back scratched and his toes cleaned. That's the job of the GM of the Cavaliers. And secondly, I would challenge David Griffin to prove me wrong. Go to a team like the Milwaukee Bucks and do an outstanding job. That's not going to happen. This smells to me, my cynical, skeptical approach to life, this sounds like a leverage play that his agent, Griffin's agent, is using perceived interest, I don't even know how real it is, from other teams and trying to get some more moolah out of the Cavaliers' piggy bank. He's not going to leave Cleveland unless LeBron James says, you know, I don't like this guy anymore. I want another one of my buddies to be the GM of the Cavaliers, and then LeBron will send in the firing squad or the guillotine, and Griffin will be gone. Next!
The idea behind the NFL shortening the overtime period recently is that teams will actually be more aggressive in trying to score touchdowns instead of field goals, and that it'll actually lead to less ties because of that. Ben, do you think this is sound logic?
No, I don't. I think that would fall into stupid logic. There will be more ties. There will be more ties. Number one, most coaches are not gamblers. They play it close to the vest, and that's not going to change because of the rules alteration from the NFL. Some doomsday reports are saying that we could see three times as many games end up with no winner. That is a terrible scenario. Now, we're not there yet, and we're going to have to wait till the NFL season comes around in September to find out, but that sounds like a believable amount. And because coaches are going to say, well, I'd rather tie than lose. You can't rip me too much if I tie, but if I lose, that's like the worst thing ever. And number two, this is a case of classic bureaucracy from the NFL, the league office. They get together, they have a think tank, and they're like, we have to change something. We need to change something. The NFL overtime was fine. You play one day a week. One day a week. You need to have a winner. I like winners. You should come up with some kind of gimmick. If you can't have them play more than 10 minutes because they're delicate little flowers, then have a cheerleader dance contest. Have the mascots wrestle. Something, anything. I need a winner in my NFL games. All right, there it is, Maller to the third degree on a newbie night. How did we do?
Ben, you pass this edition.
That's a winner!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
Another predictable season of professional baseball, although they've only played, I think it's around 50 games. 49 games is the exact amount as we are having our little conversation here on the radio. But they being the Angels, and Mike Trout is off to another one of those starts where people are comparing him to a modern-day version of Ted Williams or this generation's Bambino, whatever you want to go. So the marketing department at Major League Baseball, they're working overtime as well. They've dubbed Mike Trout the most athletic, most dynamic player in the sport of baseball. And the Angels as a whole, though, are playing uninspired baseball. Now, they're not terrible. They're not terrible. They're not a bad team. The Angels are a game above 500 right now. But a game above 500, what does that get you in the American League West? Well, the Astros are playing 660 baseball. The Astros are 15 games above 500, so the Angels are 8 games back in the loss column of Houston. It's not a great spot to be in when we're still in May and you've already been buried by 8 games. But you also have the wild card, and the Angels are a legitimate contender there in the wild card race. I think they're a game or a game and a half out in the wild card. But there's a lot of noise from the stat community, very upset that Mike Trout, he's being wasted in Anaheim. He's under contract until 2020. So what are the arguments here? I mentioned the main one, that he's being basically wasted because the Angels are terrible. And another one is the Angels can get a gaggle of blue-chip prospects in return if they would only trade Mike Trout. You know how I feel about prospects. They are suspects until proven otherwise. So we'll ask the question here, and I've heard a lot of this noise, and baseball don't know if I'm a baseball complete nerd. I don't think I am, but I do pay attention to it. So the question is, what are the odds the Angels actually trade Mike Trout? Now, we're going in the near future because he's under contract until 2020. And the chances of this happening are not 100% that it won't happen. It's about 2%. There's a 2% chance the Angels would trade Mike Trout. Now, this is a bad idea. It's a bad idea. But guess what? It's also not a good idea for Mike Trout to leave the Angels. And I'll tell you why. See, that's where people get it wrong. First of all, the idea that the Halos would be benefiting from trading Mike Trout is a ridiculous position. And the reason it's a ridiculous position, the argument is addition by subtraction, that, yeah, you lose Mike Trout and he goes away, but you add so much, right? You lose a major league player, but you get all these young players in return. So it helps your overall roster depth. Here's what you do. You build your roster around Mike Trout. You build your roster around him. You don't get rid of him. He's 25 years old. He's on pace this year. Trout did 50 home runs and drive in well over 100 runs. And keep in mind, he is not even yet in his prime as an athlete. The prime years for a baseball player are from 28 to 32. He's not even there yet. He's got 7 more seasons before he is then on the other side of his prime years as a baseball player. That doesn't mean he's always going to be great. He could have some bad years. And maybe he's peaking early. Some players peak early. But if you're the Angels, you got to keep him around. The knock on the Angels also is what? The knock on that franchise is that they have terrible scouting and they couldn't tell a good baseball player from a donut. They just have no ability to uncover the hidden gems, if you will, and their player development is lacking. So if you follow the lead of the people that are making the noise and beating the drum to get Mike Trout traded, that would require you to have faith that the same people that have put the Angel roster together, the same nitwits, would acquire players, a gaggle of suspects, and they would actually turn out to be good major league players. That is not a bet that if I'm the owner of the Angels, I am willing to make. That is not a trade I would even consider. And I mentioned secondly here that Mike Trout, it would be bad for him to be traded. He is in the perfect situation. Not from a winning standpoint, but he's in his happy place in Anaheim. Mike Trout is the definition of an introvert. We have talked about this in the past. He has a disdain for promoting the sport of baseball. That's not what he's about. He treats PR events in the sport of baseball like they're a burden, whether it's the Home Run Derby, which he does not want to be a part of, the World Baseball Classic he's never been in. And that's his decision to be in those things, but the argument has always been when you are the face of the sport, it's kind of a big deal to show up to those. And I know we have a bunch of anecdotal evidence here that he would not like playing for the Red Sox or the Yankees. The old line we've talked about in the past, that Mike Trout does not leave Orange County or Millville, New Jersey. That's what he's all about. And we have a reasonable suspicion that this guy would object to the notoriety that would come from playing in the New York market or the Boston market. Playing in Anaheim is a great oasis because everyone is in awe of what Mike Trout can do as a baseball player, and they're like, wow, he's amazing. And he gets attention for that, but he doesn't get any extra added attention. And this is not someone who craves the limelight. Bryce Harper, on the other hand, is on the fast track to the Bronx. He wants the spotlight. That's the difference, right? It's not the same when you're comparing and contrasting Mike Trout. And he also likes being off the grid. And you can hide in the shadows where he plays in Orange County in Southern California. The Angels get no media attention, and that's by design. A couple of years ago, I'll let you in on a little secret. Artie Marino, the owner of the Angels, had a hissy fit. He got upset with a columnist who's long retired, this guy named TJ Simers. And TJ wrote some nasty things, or some, I don't know if they were even that nasty. They were just poking fun of Artie Moreno. And Artie Moreno became so enraged, as the legend goes, over those negative comments that he moved the press box in Anaheim down near the right field foul pole, which you might say, well, who cares about the media and all that? Well, you know who cares? The media that go to those games. And a lot of the media that might have shown up to those games said, you know what, I'm not going to make a two-hour pilgrimage from Los Angeles to Anaheim to sit and look at a foul pole. So they stopped showing up almost completely, and that's on Artie Moreno, the owner there. That was his doing. That's what he wanted. He was so upset. He had a little hissy fit, and that's the result of the hissy fit. But, again, the final thing on this, the reason that I'm going to go with 2% and not 100% that Mike Trout is not going to be traded, there's a 2% chance, because Artie Moreno, the owner, could wake up one morning and do something irrational. He could be persuaded by something that he sees on the internet or something he hears on a radio show and have his arm twisted by some front office suit that gets a hold of him. And there's also the possibility of an unforeseen event. I remember years ago, there was a Hall of Fame player that was in the prime of his career that the Los Angeles Dodgers had. And they had said, their front office said, we're not going to trade this guy no matter what. He's going to be with us, so we're going to keep him and try to sign him to a contract. Then one day, the owner stepped in, ownership stepped in and said, I want to make a fantasy baseball trade, and we are going to trade Mike Piazza. And they did. They got rid of him. And Piazza went on, had a Hall of Fame career, and the Dodgers got players that didn't do all that much, didn't certainly lead them collectively and make them that much better of a team than they had when they had Mike Piazza. So there's a 2% chance on that. It is the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio, and Edmund Dallas Steamboat Willie. So let's get to the bottom. It's newbie night. We have all new callers, and we've made a decision. Now, I've made an executive decision, an executive order, and we've decided. Now, we're welcoming new callers. We'd love to have you. If you've not called before, maybe you've only called a couple of times, you're not a regular radio whore that calls every night. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. So here's the deal. I will concede, Eddie, that the guy that called the first hour was not Enzo. Okay, so I'll give Coop that. The problem is that he just allowed Enzo on the air, so that does count. So Enzo did get on the air. So are you still there, Enzo? You're a regular, and you got on the air, and Coop did put you on as the real Enzo. So therefore, we do have one Enzo I'm going to check off my list.
Ben, that is some kind of shenanigans you're trying to pull.
Not
right
at
now,
all. And I would like to thank Ruben for recommending that, by the way. Ruben, let's give Ruben a golden ticket. Ruben, you get a golden ticket. It's a great job by you, Ruben.
I've got a golden
ticket. That's patently absurd.
How about we make it a half a call?
No. That's a full call, right? You're there, Enzo. You're still there.
Yes.
That's three times he's been on the air now. That should count as three. We should win the bet right now.
Maller maneuver.
He's been on three times. Three different times this guy's been on the air. That counts, doesn't it?
Ben, you are a master manipulator, and I clap my hands for you, sir. That was a good job by you. But you still don't win, I don't think.
No, I win. You're on the air talking to me right now. You're a regular,
you're
and you're
putting
on the
him
air.
On.
You put him on hold. I can't screen the calls here. You put him on.
It says the real Enzo.
You put him on. You wanted him on the air. I took the call. He was the next call. I took the call. That
to
counts.
Eddie said have Enzo call in to prove that it
I
wasn't
didn't
the-
say that, though. I never said that. That you going to listen to Eddie or you going to listen to me?
I try not to listen to you.
We're all a part of the crew here.
We are. And
Danny also said to call in.
I did not say to call in, and my vote counts more than all the other votes, and he's been on the air. He's on the air right now. He's been on three times.
What do you think, Danny? I say half.
He's on. That's a full point. That
half,
is a full point.
Call.
The line's 2.5. That counts as no. It's a full one. It's a full call.
Danny, don't let him intimidate you. Give us your honest opinion.
No, don't. Danny
doesn't intimidate me at all, but he talks over us, so.
Well, it's a microphone. It's a talk show, and I talk. That's what
Yeah, but we're not supposed to be talking at the same time.
Well, I talk, and then you talk. That's how it works. Yeah.
I was just about to compliment you and tell you that was the best monologue that I've heard from you, but
well, it was a great monologue. That's going to the Marconi Award. That's going to be my nomination for the Marconi Award, Excellence in Broadcasting. This is going to be the year that I win it. Either that or the Manu Ginobili monologue from the other day. Either one of those. All right. So a couple more calls, and Coop loses that $15 that he's got. It's on the way. Let's say hello to Andrew, who's in San Antonio on Fox Sports Radio. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Maller? How you doing this night?
Andrew, if I was any better, I'd be a Ginobili, but not a Manu Ginobili. Because
oh, no. You know what? Why did they create the redeem team? Why did they create the redeem team? Because Ginobili won the gold that year in 05. 04, it was 04. Then he won the championship in 05, which he should have gotten the MVP for, but they gave it to Tim Duncan because the NBA plays favoritism.
So you feel there was an injustice against Ginobili that year?
Well, think about it. So why did they create the redeem team? Because they lost the gold in the Olympics to who? Argentina.
Yeah. Well, I don't really watch international basketball, so I can't help you on that.
Watch the Olympics, though? You don't watch the 04 Olympics when the gold, the dream team? I mean, I'm pretty sure you heard the Wheaties, Mikey, Michael Jordan, I mean, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson.
I don't like the Olympics. I've seen too much. I've read too much about the International Olympic Committee and what scumbags they are, and I don't support the Olympics. I mean, I'll talk about them a little bit because I have to. But, no, I don't really care for the Olympics.
But then, you know, like you said yesterday about Derek Fisher, you know, playing the support role, and that's why he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
But Ginobili, I mean, think about it. This kid came out of nowhere. He played so much. I mean, James Harden.
It's a great story. It's a wonderful story. He had a good career. It's just not a Hall of Fame career. I mean, you can have a good career.
Why did they give Yao Ming a Hall of Fame? I mean, he didn't win the championship. Because he's an ambassador.
Yao Ming was a better player than Manu Ginobili, please.
Oh, no.
Yes.
But why? I mean, did he have any championships?
I know you're in bed and you're in cahoots here with Ginobili, but you...
I mean, because I'm from San Antonio, too.
I understand. And people are losing their mind here. Ginobili had a fine career. He just didn't have a Hall of Fame career. He was a backup player surrounded by really good players. He happened to be in the right place at the right time. But he's not a Hall of Fame player. It's not even close. He's got like a 20% chance of getting in the Hall of Fame. That's it, 20%.
Well, I'll take your, you know, your criticism, and I will take it with the, you know, the grain of salt. But you know what? You do come up with some clever shit. Enjoy your show.
All right, thank you. See, all right, I don't even, let's just forget. We don't need to go down. You'll hear it on the podcast. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show on.
You did slip it in very well there. You just kind of kept on going.
Well, for a lot of people, Eddie, one thing I've determined is that particular word works as like a period. You don't need a period. You just put that word in there. They should allow us to say that's we should be allowed to say that word, right?
Just rolls off the tongue smoothly.
It's very good. It's a good word. I use the word a lot, but I'm not allowed to use it on the radio. So anyway,
be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. It's now time for.
Well, hurry, I can hardly wait.
Ask Ben.
Twitter.
Send us your questions on Twitter now.
Let's do it. It is Ask Ben. Your questions and our answers, all the shenanigans, the antics, the Ben foolery of it all. And we pass the mics over to the Coop Dalu.
All right, Ben, we're going to start off with a question for you.
Okay, very good.
This is from Kit on Facebook.
Hello, Kit. I liked you in Knight Rider.
Do you have insurance on your voice or vocal disability insurance?
Well, as you know, my voice is my tool that I use to make a living. My masterpiece every night is with my voice, but no, I do not because I'm too cheap. Does Geico give insurance on voice? Do they
know.
Do that? I should call Geico up. But no, that's a good question. Remember, was it J-Lo got insurance on her ass? Didn't she do that years ago? Does Kim Kardashian have insurance on her badonkadonk?
No, she's got a warranty.
She got a warranty. That's a good line. There you go. All right, next.
Another question for you, Ben.
Okay, great.
This is from Jaime.
Hi, Jaime.
On Twitter. Ben, how did you get or earn your right to vote for that college award every year?
Well, as a prominent, influential member of the media, I was approached by a friend of mine, a guy named Ed Arnold, who was a sportscaster in Los Angeles at Channel 5. And he said, Ben, I think you do a good job. I like your work here. Would you like to vote for the John R. Wooden Award? He was a senior member of the committee. So that's how I got it. He came up to me and asked me. So next up, I'm going to vote for the Heisman. That's going to be next. I should vote for all awards. I should have a vote for the NBA MVP. I should have a vote for the NFL MVP, Super Bowl MVP. I should be like grandfathered in.
Nah. Your vote would read Tom Brady every year.
That's not true. It's not true.
It would. Here's a question for the group. It's from Jacob Sin.
Okay. So ask Ben your questions, our answers.
If you could live in any TV show universe, what would it be? Like be a character in the show.
You know what would be fun? To be on Cheers. You just go to a bar every day. How great would that be? I mean, you sit around a bar. That's your life. And everyone likes you and you just tell stories. How much fun would that be? Seriously. I mean, all you have to do is get up. All right, what am I going to do today? I'm going to go sit at a bar all day. Eddie?
That's a pretty good answer. I don't know, maybe Star Trek. You could, go visit interesting places.
You got to bring that show up.
Well, I like Star Trek.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, wait, I forgot that
You're taking
guy.
A shot at me? Is that what you're
no,
doing?
No, no.
Backhanded
shot?
The
new Star Trek, not okay, the old Star right, Trek. The new
right,
Star Trek.
All right. Danny?
I would definitely say the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
The Fresh Prince.
Yeah, I'd be Will. Uncle Phil basically raised me anyways as a, when I was a kid watching that show, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Now, Coop, you were on some of these shows, so what would you be on, Coopaloop?
Well, I'm going to give a two-part answer here real quick, because,
Liar, Liar? Was that one of your... Oh, it's not a TV show. Yeah.
The one that I thought first came to my mind would be Entourage, just because they did all kinds of awesome stuff. And
debauchery.
Yeah, there's a lot of that good stuff going on. And then the second one that I'd have to say would be Shameless on Showtime, because I would love to be a Gallagher.
I don't know anything. I've not seen that show.
Would you want to hook up with your sister?
You're right. That's a good point, Danny. I guess I wouldn't want to be a Gallagher. I'd want to try and,
Yeah, because Ben, the actress on that show.
Emmy Rossum.
Yeah, Coop has a thing for her. So.
Yes.
Okay. That's behind. All right. Very good. Ask Ben your questions, our answers. Let's pause for the cause right now of the big Bafo Sacco finish. We'll go behind the velvet rope, and we'll have that. We'll get to it. We'll do it next. And right back to Ask Ben, your questions, our answers. It's a newbie night. We'll take a bunch of new callers as well as we press on burning the midnight oil. Koopaloop, what do we got here as we are preempted by soccer?
Ben, a quick one for you. This is from Tammy in Montana.
Hello, Tammy.
She wants to know how many times on average.
Montana.
She wants to know how many times on average do you cheat per week?
Oh, I am not a cheater, as you know, and I have supernatural powers at these games.
Wrong.
I am the Cy Young of radio game shows. I am the all-time wins king.
And the all-time loss king.
That's fine. Call me Cy Young, though. Just call me Cy. It's one of my new nicknames.
I lied.
Lenny.
I'm a liar.
But do not lie. I know that Tammy likes that. She thinks men that lie have great sex appeal. Unfortunately, Tammy... Not me.
All right, moving on.
I have charisma, though.
This is for everybody. This is from Gerald on Facebook.
Hello, Gerald.
Have you ever fallen asleep on the job, specifically on the air?
No.
We call that the Francesa.
I have worked with people that have done that. There was an update guy here. I've told the story before in one of the updates. So there was nothing. There was just music. And I said, what happened? I can't see the update room. I walked around the corner, and he was at the microphone sleeping. It's like 2:30 in the morning.
Who is that?
I don't know. Are we allowed to say his name on the air? I don't know.
He has a website now, right?
Yeah, he has a website.
Oh,
yeah, that
I
guy.
Know who
yeah,
that is.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just be promoting his website?
Yeah, Larry Brown. I used to work here. I fell asleep in a TV production meeting. But my fall guy was the fact that I had been up for like 42 hours. So, but I did. What about you, Eddie?
No, I have not. I have done the thing where you kind of doze and you like catch yourself, and you jerk yourself awake, I guess.
Thank you for using the proper sleep technique.
Yeah, right.
yeah.
But I've never
yourself away.
I've never actually fallen asleep.
I got to tell you that I don't want to fall asleep on the air, but I really don't want to fall asleep driving home. I'm more concerned about that.
Agreed.
Yeah,
that's almost happened to me a few times.
Yes, that's happened. I've almost fallen asleep several times driving, and that will likely be my demise. What about you, Danny G?
Yeah, Ben, I was a teenager. It was one of my first radio jobs, and I was doing Graveyard at a rock station in Northern California, and I knocked out. I have no idea how long I was asleep for. I just woke up to dead air and started.
It's a long break.
Started the next Metallica song and pretended like nothing happened.
That break led to a suspension. And then no one was listening, right? And so you didn't get in trouble? Is that
I didn't get in trouble from it. But there was a guy on our staff who that happened twice. And for over an hour each time he was asleep and he got fired.
Isn't it like that radio station in Arizona that had the PSA about like child porn that had been played for years and no one heard it, and they finally, somebody heard it and they're like, what about you, Coop? You ever fallen asleep here?
Same as Eddie. I've gotten to that point where I'm like, you know, just catching myself dozing, but never while on the air. It's been like, you know, post-production.
Okay. All right. Let's keep it going. It's Ask Ben. Your questions, our answers.
Now, this one's for everybody. It's from Michael on Facebook. It's kind of a sports question, but I think it doesn't count as the ones that you don't like for this segment.
All right, so we will see about that.
Michael said he gave up on the NBA in 99 and hasn't watched it since. He wants to know from all of us, if you had to quit watching any of the major sports, which would it be?
I'd probably pick hockey. I would pick hockey.
Well, I think we'd all pick hockey. Let's not include that.
I quit on the NBA many years ago and have been so much happier.
No, I would probably go NBA. I mean, I like football and baseball. So, Eddie, you picked NBA. Danny?
I guess baseball if I had to choose one.
I'm going to tell Tommy the story. What about you, Coop?
Tell him quick.
Yeah, I'm with Danny. I love baseball, but not as much as the NFL and the NBA. So I'd have to pick that.
All right, you guys are wrong on that. It's not the right answer, but there it is. Ask Ben. So thank you for the questions. Keep them coming in. We'll do it again next week, and I might have an Ask Ben this weekend, although probably not.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Is it fact or fiction?
Let's face some raw facts.
That's a fact, Jack!
On the Ben Maller Show.
It is fact or fiction time each and every week at this point in the radio show. We ask a series of... Well, we give you a series of stories. We don't really ask questions. We give you a series of stories. And then you have to figure out which of the stories is not true. Separating fiction from fact. Now, we have a celebrity panel of judges that have called in. But it's newbie night, so we can't have regulars. But the power couple, the great thing, and I give them credit, the power couple, Leslie is the regular that calls in from the power couple. We can't allow Leslie on the air because she's a regular. And that would break protocol, and we are letter of the law people when it comes to newbie night. We're letter of the law people, so we could not allow that to happen. But Jack the judge is not a regular, because he doesn't call very often. So Jack the Judge is on. The power couple lives through newbie night. Hello, Jack the Judge.
Hello, Ben. Oh, I'm very glad to be on.
I like that. That's some trickeration that you use there, Jack. That's a good job by you.
Did you get to see any of the Anaheim Ducks games in the last series with Nashville?
I saw one and a half on TV, but my man Eddie was there. Eddie went down. He was watching the games in person.
Yeah. How do you figure that they lost?
Yeah, Eddie, how do you figure they lost?
Well, Nashville had the much better goalie, number one. Yeah. Timely goals for the Predators as well.
All right, that's enough hockey talk.
We're great at home.
Yeah, all right, thank you. All right, hold on, Jack. Thank you, buddy, and say hi to the wife there. Hope everything.
Thank you, I will.
Okay, very good. Hold on a sec. Anthony in Portland's going to play. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Ben.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You ready to do this?
Hey, let's do it.
All right, what do you do for a living?
You know, I'm a truck driver out here in the West Coast.
Cool. All right, well, thanks for listening to our show. We appreciate it. Hold on a sec. And we have Leon in Nolens. Hello, Leon.
Nolens.
No, I thought I said that.
Okay.
I didn't pronounce it properly. Nolens?
Nolens.
I'm going to have a poor boy. No? All right. What do you do, Leon?
Druggist.
What?
Druggist.
Oh, you're a truck. Okay. All right, hold on a second. Rich in Alaska. go to Alaska. What's going on, Rich?
Oh, just listening to your show. Finding something to do in the early morning here.
Yeah, what time is it right now where you are?
It's about 20 to 2.
Oh, really? Okay. Really? I thought Alaska was further back. I thought the time difference was more. I guess it's not. That's disappointing to me. I thought it was earlier. All right, hold on a second. What do you do in Alaska, Rich? What kind of work do you do?
I am a meteorological technician.
Sounds very impressive.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, I understand. All right.
Weather observer, basically, okay. Is what it is.
Yeah. Well, you've gone to the right state to observe weather, yes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Where are you from? Are you from there?
No, I'm from down around Chicago.
Oh, from Chicago. Oh, similar winters in Alaska and Chicago, right? Very similar. No? Okay. That guy does not want to bite at that weather humor. Does not want to do that. Let's say hello to another Paul. We had a Paul earlier. This is Paul in Kansas City. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Ben.
Welcome to Newbie Night, Paul. What do you do in KC?
I'd say I'm a jack of few trades. We might want to discuss that Newbie Night because I don't know if I qualify as a newbie or a non.
What does that mean?
Well, that means I have called the show before and spoken to Mr. Cooper, but I was not planning to go on the air. I just wanted to confide some matters.
Oh, you don't want to go?
So I'm a half and I make your bet a push. I don't know.
Yeah, no. Well, you don't have to go on. I mean, you're on the air now, but you don't have to play the game if you don't want to.
Oh, I'd love the opportunity to play the game.
Okay. I don't want to twist your arm and force you to play the game against your will. It's a fun, dopey radio show. All right, hold on a sec, Paul. So, okay. That's our celebrity panel of newbies. Let's get to it. Three stories. Three stories. Figure out which of the three is not true, separating fiction from fact. And if you get it right, you don't get anything. But an attaboy. All right, here we go. Story one. Chase Utley to star in a movie sequel. Now, it's been rumored. Hollywood's out of new ideas, right? We've been saying that for years. And so they're bringing back all these old movies. And one of the movies they're bringing back is Major League, the Major League franchise. Major League 3, a done deal. The script is finished. And the original director, David S. Ward, is on board. The only difference is that Charlie Sheen will not be coming back to his role as Wild Thing, Ricky Vaughn. Instead, Chase Utley, the current Dodger backup, will make his film debut as a new leading man in Major League 3, or 4, or whatever they're at now. Story number two, Tom Brady to design a sports car. It was reported earlier this week that Tom Brady has signed an endorsement deal with British luxury sports car maker Aston Martin, and he will be endorsing and reveling in his celebrity. The deal includes a clause that allows Brady to design his very own car. That's right. Now, the car will, of course, start out kind of slow, and you'll think you're going to crash, and then all of a sudden, you come all the way back and you win the race. I don't know about that part. But the report continued to indicate that 12 of the Brady-designed cars will be sold. That's it. They're going to make 12 of them because he's number 12. Isn't that cute? All right, story number three, O.J. Simpson. You can go on tour, an O.J. Simpson tour of La La Land. Next time you're traveling to Southern California and you're bored and you're tired of going to amusement parks and being stuck in traffic, you can travel around Los Angeles and check out the O.J. Simpson tour. The tour will take you to key locations throughout the murder case, including the crime scene, the infamous restaurant, and several other locations around Brentwood in Southern California. It costs $80 to be a part of it. There it is. And also, I believe, they go back and they have a replica of the white Bronco. That's part of the deal. All right, there it is. Those are the three stories. Which of them is not true? Can you separate fiction from fact? We start out with Jack the Judge. Jack, you are up first on this edition of Fact or Fiction. You are a real-life judge. How long were you a judge, Jack?
About 22 years.
22 years, this guy. And you were in you were in New York, right? You were based there?
I was in Manhattan and also on Long Island.
Beautiful. All right. And what is the answer, Judge? What do you think?
I will say number one, the Chase Utley story.
See if you're right there, Jack. Thank you. Say hi to Leslie.
Thank you. I will. She's right here.
All right. Go work out. Thank you for that. There you go. There's our friend Jack. And Anthony in Portland driving his truck around the West Coast.
Yeah, Ben, the fictional story is number one.
Yeah,
we all know that it's not going to be Chase Utley. It's actually the captain of the New York Yankees, retired Derek Jeter, will be playing Thing now.
Oh, please. He's got no personality. Leon in Nolens. Did I say it right, Leon? Nolens. I said it right. All right. What's the answer, my man?
I hate judges, and so does my 9-year-old girl.
Oh, that's a winner! That's a winner! We got a winner! Coop doesn't win the bet! That is
He's
angry
only the
Bill.
Second one.
No, we had the Mariner guy.
You didn't even know the Mariner guy's name. How is he a regular?
What a
joke.
Winner.
You're a joke. Hook, you're a cheater.
Line and sinker.
I like you, Angry Bill. I'm going to give you a golden ticket. Congratulations. You get a golden ticket, Angry Bill.
Wait, let's see. What was the Mariner guy's name? Let's see if he still can't remember.
Keith, that's his name.
Oh, man,
that's
you still don't know his
that's
name.
That's his name. Rich in Alaska. Rich, what's the answer, Rich?
Yeah, I think the second story was false. That's what I would have
The guessed. Brady story. All right, Paul, that's Rich in Alaska. Paul, what's the answer?
Chase Utley is false.
All right, number one, and most people pick number one. That is the fake story. Jack the Judge got it right. So did Anthony, Jack, Paul. And, Angry Bill saved me $5.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.